Here is a member of the Los Angeles Kings, Jarrett Stoll. How's the team picture coming together today? You guys getting together for the big pick?
We're at Staples Center right now, so it's a little. Guys are actually all over the dressing room trying to get some a little bit of sleep in before the pick.
you sound sluggish.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Who looks the worst right now?
Jeff Carter, by far.
So, how long were you getting Millard out of town after he started the curse? The one game he goes to and you blow it, and you thinking, like, I got to get Millard and these boys from the West out of here real fast?
Yeah, I kicked him out of my house pretty quick. I think he had a 6 or 7 o'clock flight. My buddies, though, they stuck it out. They were in for the long haul. They came back to Jersey and then back to L.A., and you know, they were great support. Darren was too, but he obviously wasn't the lucky champ.
Plus, he's a loser.
I got to support you a little bit, buddy. Hey,
thanks.
You treat me well on there. Sure here.
These guys are brutal with it anyway. So, the boys from Saskatoon, there's Clint, Tyler, Vito. They actually think they're part of the team, right?
Well, Clint thinks he's a GM. Yeah, Vito, they're kind of like the scouts or coaches. They always got to say about something for sure. Yeah.
There's no Vito from Saskatoon. That's not a Saskatoon name, Vito, is it?
Builds houses.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Okay. What's the name of his company, the housing?
Valentino Homes, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, if you're looking for a home, I know you've got the condo thing in PEI.
Not looking for a home.
But so when did it really hit you? Because your dad actually shared something with me prior to Game 4 that you told him following the 2006 series when you guys lost in 7 games, you said, like, Pops, that might have been the one shot. Like, you may only get one shot at this thing, and here you come back and you win the thing. So when did it hit you that you actually won this thing?
I think when Trevor Lewis scored that empty net goal to make it 5-1, that's probably the point right there. It was, honestly, we were so, you know, Daryl was giving it to us on the bench right to the bitter end, you know, until 2-3 minutes to go in the third there, and then we started you know, then the little kids came out in us and we started jumping around and crying and got emotional. But, we were just so focused right from every game, right from game one and round one. It was just, you know, we had a little bit of adversity, but, you know, we played well. We found a way to win games. And, you know, we weren't down that much in the playoffs. When we were down, we found a way to get a quick goal and get back in the game. And, you know, it was pretty special.
Like, how did it feel flying back 3-2? Was there a nervous confidence, or, you know, I mean, you had, as you said, so little adversity, 3-0 in every series, which is amazingly bizarre for that to happen.
We made sure on that flight we didn't want to have that nervous feeling or that tight feeling, because we wanted to just maybe be a little bit ticked off and mad, and that was probably the mindset that we had. And we did a lot of talking on that plane. I remember Daryl, he was at the back of that plane for 4 or 5 hours of that flight, making sure that, you know, we were talking about the right things and that we were fine. And if you would have asked us at any point during the season, if we're up 3-2 in the Stanley Cup final playing on home ice, we all would have took that no matter which month. So that's kind of the way we looked at it. We forgot about everything else, you know, the first 4 or 5 games in the series, and we just thought about game 6 and, you know, playing in front of our fans up 3-2. And that's all the focus was about.
Stanley Cup champion Jarrett Stoll from the Los Angeles Kings is with us on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard and Doug McClain. I know Matt Green has the great sense of humor. Was he keeping you guys loose throughout this thing, or was, when it was 3-2, was he kind of buttoned up and letting everybody just go about their business themselves?
No, yeah, there were certain guys. Yeah, Greener's one of those guys that we make sure that everything's kind of loose in the room. And but there's times when you got to buckle down, obviously, and everybody knows when those times are. We got a lot of leadership and a lot of experience on the team, and for a young team, we have quite a bit of experience. So it's you know, there's a lot of guys that have been there and been to the finals. 4 or 5 guys have won a cup before, so you know, you use that experience. But it was pretty funny actually last night at the Dodger game. Greener got all dressed up in full Dodger gear, cleats, wrist guards, everything, and he was actually in the starting lineup. During the anthem, he was standing with all the Dodger players instead of on our side with our team. So it's pretty funny.
He's one of the top 5 funniest human beings I've ever met.
yeah, he's when you think there's not much more he can pull out of his head or out of his hat, he makes it happen.
Now, I know, before you jump in here, Doug, I know there was a moment, and I'll put you on the spot a bit, and if you don't want to tell a story, you don't have to, but in Phoenix, before you guys went out for game five, there was a moment in the dressing room where some music or something was seeping in, and did Daryl pull some speaker wire out of them?
Yeah, it was actually, you could hear the people on the media or the studio, guys in the truck or whatever, you can hear them just kind of talking on a mic, and we could all hear it in the dressing room. It wasn't very loud, but it was loud enough for everybody to hear, and it kind of interrupted Daryl a little bit, and he grabbed a couple of wires, and then he takes them out of the wall, and, he kept pulling and pulling until he got them out of the wall, and we were just kind of in silence, and then he started laughing. We all started laughing, and he said, "I do that to my tractor sometimes, too, when I get pissed off at my tractor," so... It was pretty funny before the game it got us pretty loose and everybody feeling pretty good.
I was just looking at the Brown holding the Stanley Cup.
On Sportsnet magazine.
On Sportsnet magazine here, and I'm thinking, there's been some pretty good looking guys hold the cup, and there's been some pretty, but this may be, I'm not sure it's one of the best. You got to get a copy of this picture.
Yeah.
What are you saying? You're no box of chocolates either here.
No, Doug. I know, but I'm just saying he just looks a little different.
We've all watched quite a few highlights, and just the elation on his face.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Says it all, yeah.
What about Gagne not almost dropping it? How bizarre was that?
Yeah, the toe pick. we were laughing. We talked about that actually last night at the place where we were all laughing about it. That could have been ugly because he was one of the first ones to grab it, so it could have been... It could have been all over after that one.
So listen, I've got no more questions because I know Darren. I mean, you know how Ron McLean loves Brad Richards.
Yes.
Well, it's very similar with this. So I'm going to just bow out now and let I only have one question left. Is there going to be a stag this summer? Oh. Is there going to be the annual or no?
There will not be a second annual.
Okay. So I'm out now.
Are you looking for an invite?
We could do a second annual guys trip if you want in for that.
I'm in for that. Doug,
Jared, congratulations. Enjoy the summer. And you played amazingly great hockey throughout the entire playoffs. And as Craig McTavish said yesterday, or 2 days ago, big mistake trading Jared Stoll and Matt Green from the Edmonton Oilers.
He said that on the air here.
So anyway, congratulations, bud, and all the best. Take it home.
Okay, Yorkton. Is the celebration going to be in Yorkton or Newdorf, or where are you going
to
do it?
Yeah, I'll probably take it to Newdorf in the morning and then take it to Yorkton the rest of the day. That's where I grew up and spend most of my minor hockey days, so I'll try and get it to Saskatoon, but that might be a little tough.
Yeah, Broadway to 8th Avenue, that'd be a hell of a trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations. I know your mom and dad are over the moon, and all the boys and brother and sister. Yeah. And it was fun to be at that one game, even though you didn't close it out, just to see behind the scenes. Appreciate everything you do. And enjoy. How long is this party going to go? Is 5 days? What's the cutoff for the week?
We're flying to Vegas tonight. Most of the team taking the cup there tonight and tomorrow night. And then it's back to the beach for a couple of beach parties on the weekend, and then I think some of the guys are flying out Monday, Tuesday, so we'll have a good 3 or 4 days here coming up.
TMZ, keep your head in a swivel, okay?
we've already seen some photos from last night that have surfaced.
Thanks for doing this. Enjoy it, bud.
All the best, bud.
Thanks, Darren.